This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's very own In Excess with Don't Change. The band, of course, Miss Helen, was fronted by the enigmatic, charismatic and uber sexy Michael Hutchison. Michael Hutchins. You've got it right. I did not. So anyway, if you recall from 1989 to 1991, our very own Miss Kylie Minogue enjoyed a short but apparently very intense affair with Hutchins. Talking about the relationship on the documentary Mystify, Minogue said, "He opened up a whole new world for me. And a lot of it was based around pleasure." Let's face it.
Sort of like what we do for the grumpsters out there each
week.
That
is correct. We give them pleasure, but maybe not quite in the same way. But look, Kylie also did say that during their touring commitments, when they were together, they often used to fax each other in their respective hotel rooms around the world using some aliases called Gabby Jones and Swordfish. True story. Minogue said, "Jones was my mother's maiden name and Gabby was my dog. He was Swordfish. Well, just because." Gets you thinking. Now, Miss Helen, despite your sapphic tendencies, Michael Hutchins, did he ever oscillate your ovaries?
No, I can't say he did.
Nothing was there, was it? Nothing.
In excess didn't do much for me, to be did perfectly honest. Did they not? Honest, no.
Helen, as you know, we do love a rousing and robust chat here on The Grumpy Gaze. And even with just the two of us, I can feel the heat is rising as once again, I have another crack at being the older, stockier, less muscular version of Hamish McDonald and prompt us to once again tackle to the ground a few of life's more pressing issues. Yes, lovely listeners, this is where we attempt to right the wrongs and maybe even pick the scab of what has been troubling us before it starts troubling you. Helen, welcome back to Q and Gay. Now, Helen, I'm pretty much going to hand this one over to you, and I'm going to use this term in its proper sense. For the purposes of this evening, I am going to suggest you take your finger out of the dike and you let the floodgates open. Helen DeGeneres, what happened? Have we fallen out of love with her? Has she lost all lesbian loyalty? Helen on Ellen, give us some girl on girl.
Well, Douglas...
Mm-hmm.
You already know my opinion of that dancing entertainer. It is not a particularly good one.
Right.
So I must admit, I have been watching and reading with high levels of schadenfreude the goings-on of late.
All right.
Headlines such as ex-producer claims Ellen only likes famous people.
Well, she's famous.
Or... Ellen DeGeneres talk show guest told not to be funnier than host. I'm sure for 99% of the guests, that was actually a really hard one to abide by. Or one of the latest, Ellen mm-hmm. DeGeneres staff told don't be afraid in new company meeting.
Heavens.
Probably not the best way to kick off a new company.
No.
Be afraid, be very afraid. Oh, wait, I meant it's, you know, actually very surprising that it appears someone who is considered a Hollywood heavyweight has been called out for being disingenuous, fake or a phony.
Oh, Helen, this look, you know, it does actually feel a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, perhaps are you even slightly hinting that Ellen might quite possibly be a grumpy gay?
How very dare you, Douglas. As long as I am president, her membership is permanently denied.
Oh, look, I mean, seriously, though, are we being a little unfair? Are we sort of asking her to, you know, because she's a community member, are we kind of asking her to shoulder a little bit too much because she's a lesbian?
Look, what is it that we... are mm-hmm. apparently asking her to shoulder precisely.
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know.
This actually has nothing to do with her holding some sort of elevated status within our community.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with her alleged crap track record as an employer and all-round D-bag.
Uh-huh.
There are plenty of people flying the flag, so to speak, that don't behave like the proverbial... you know, their shit doesn't stink.
Yeah, look, look, you know, actually, look, when we decided to do this tabloid edition, we raised the issue of Alan and being a community member. I kind of got to thinking about like a gay man equivalent in her position. And the only one I could actually think of was Graham Norton. And look, without being too much of a clang of name droppy typey moment, I did actually work on his show quite often in London. And he is an utterly lovely, charming and very professional gentleman who seriously, seriously looked after the people around him. And so I wonder, you know, I mean, I can't really think when he was ever held up to sort of like massive high account for the gay community. But then maybe he didn't really do much to piss people off.
Well, you know, let's face it, this really isn't the first time a talk show host has made the headlines, so to speak.
No, no, not at all. Who else have we got?
Well, harking back, you know, several decades, don't you remember Phil Donahue?
Oh, vaguely.
And the dwarf tossing controversy.
You couldn't resist another little stab at the dwarves, could you? No, no, there we go. God, Snow White, honestly.
And of course, you know, there was also Sally Jesse Raphael.
Uh-huh.
And some of the headlines around her, Sally Jesse uncensored. Her chauffeur tells how she humiliates hubby in public. Steals from hotels and raids neighbours' garbage.
I don't remember this stuff at all.
And of course, the big O.
Oh, you're not going to have a go at Oprah.
Oprah. So some of the headlines around Oprah. Big gay lie exposed. Closely followed a few hours later by Stedman and Oprah's dream wedding. Followed closely by Oprah in shock as lover calls off dream wedding. Followed closely by Oprah tells Stedman I don't love you anymore. Followed closely by Oprah brainwashed in cult.
Well, let's be fair, it is tabloid week. Well, look, there you go. Once again, we have attempted to right some wrongs. See, the big issues here on Joy 94.9 are not in the exclusive domain of Saturday mornings. Helen, thank you. Thank you so much for being part of Q and Gay, and you are listening to 2/3 of the Grumpy Gays here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.